Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Smart Clothes Peg makes drying your clothes a breeze. The Humble Clothes Peg, you know, the fastener used to hang up clothes for drying, usually on a clothesline. Well, it's been brought into the modern age with a Smart Clothes Peg. Inside the orange-coloured Smart Peg is a thermometer, UV sensor and humidity detector. These track the weather and impending rain to alert you via your smartphone and Wi-Fi. The Smart Peg aims to avoid soggy washing on the line that needs expensive indoor drying. It seems that many things will eventually be caught up in the Internet of Things revolution.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. On the weekend when Norfolk Island is radioactive with mainland operators, it seems appropriate to think of the importance of the functional and ceremonial aspects of the WIA annual general meeting. It was reported during this past week that the new Australian government administrator has removed the locals from running the broadcast radio on the island. The short-term installation of a multi-mode repeater for use of visiting amateurs may attract residents to inquire about the hobby. Hopefully the de-expeditioners are finding the gods of propagation are favouring them, and for those who can take internet streaming, the satellite service from the island has brought the activities to their screens. One of the functions of this mandated gathering is to install the directors elected earlier this year. Of course, formal presentation of reports and financial statements takes place. Also, even although much of this material has been placed on the website and emailed to financial members. This is to show that the requirements of a registered entity have been met and activities properly discharged and disclosed. It is all too easy in this day and age to look under a statement and seemingly find fault. It is easy to allege that wrongdoing has occurred and to find conspiracies where none exist. Similarly, it is easy for those engaged in running organisations to find the easy options and to form power groups rather than adhere to best practice. As a reconstructed team take over the Institute, it is time to think about how our clubs run and how we react. In looking at our peak body, we can reflect on our own practices. Throughout the whole structure, we can apply one principle called consideration for each other. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.